WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to a song called Departure. It's a track off a new improvised jazz album by saxophonist Mai Sugimoto, titled Sunlight Filtering Through Leaves. It's the third album from the Japanese-born and Chicago-based musician, following her previous projects, Monologue and Born and Raised. The album features her work alongside bassist Joshua Abrams and drummer Isaiah Spencer. She starts by telling me how the three of them came to be.
The trio came together in July of 2020 in the mid of pandemic, we were asked to do a video presentation honoring the Chicago legend Fred Anderson at Elastic Arts, and so I put together a group, not really realizing that Isaiah and Josh were such a big part of Fred Anderson's legacy, and they played extensively with him, so it was kind of an afterthought that, oh, wow, like I'm playing with these two amazing musicians who really evolved with and created a lot of beautiful things with Fred Anderson.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I want to dig more into this, into the recording of this album. As you mentioned, it was the pandemic, so I'm not surprised. A lot of creatives that we've talked to on the program, they seem to find inspiration during those years and really get to work. What was your process like making the album?
We had such a special moment at this videotaping after we played, and we had this like real cathartic moment together, like realizing this beauty and like privilege and this sort of celebration of making music together. And it really was it really woke us up to what we've been missing for the past several months. So I wanted to kind of celebrate that, like reuniting with other musicians, playing together, like coming out of the practice rooms and just finally able to play with each other.
And
make something.
And this is your first pure improvised album with other artists.
Yes,
right?
That's true, yes.
You were a little hesitant to put this project out. That's what I'm hearing. Why?
As many artists maybe can feel similarly. We kind of like move on after each project. So, you know, it had been a while since I actually recorded it back in 2021. We were, you know, I think people were still kind of like afraid of the virus, and we were, you know, still kind of keeping distance and not gigging a lot. You know, I kind of like recorded it as an archive, as a documentation of that time. And so I was not sure if, you know, if I had moved past on far. But I wanted to still kind of, put it out into the world and leave an imprint of what we went through and the process of my, creative energy and
So if you have to look back and sort of self-assess, how do you feel like you have evolved as a musician?
That's a really good question. I think I have really come to appreciate creating and playing improvising with other musicians, just kind of appreciating each moment that we're given. We live in such turmoil, and we still have continuing, issues in the world. So I want to show appreciation for what we do, what we get to do, as musicians, and to appreciate each note that we play, each moment that we create through our music.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to another track? This is What Are You? So as you've talked about, Mai, the album is really celebrating human connection, right? Specifically that magic that happens when people make music together.
Yes.
You were inspired by your father, who he played in a band as a hobby back in Japan. So talk about that love for creating music and where it comes from, especially creating music with other people.
Yeah, so my father back in Japan was playing just as a hobby, playing jazz piano, and then he played in a local big band. And as a child, I went to go see the rehearsals myself.
Of course.
And, I was thinking, oh, maybe one day I can play in a band like this, and I can, play one of the horns.
So you were fascinated right away, not by the instruments he was playing, but you were looking at the horns.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I wanted to play something flashy.
I'm just picturing this little girl looking at those big saxophones and saying, one day I'm going to do that
one
too.
One day. And one day I was doing it. So my dad is a huge jazz fan, a huge music fan in general, but he loved a lot of, Motown, Beatles, and a lot of straight ahead jazz. And so I grew up listening to a lot of music that I have also come to love.
Nice. And your album, it's a collection of improvisations, right? So talk about how the songs change when you're performing this work live.
Ah, yes. So as with many creative musicians, we record a tune and an improvised tune. So when we play out live, it might be totally different. It might have some essences from the albums or some of the tracks, but it's every time it's just so different. Every time it's completely enveloped in that moment, and I think that's kind of every time it's just so. You don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to expect. So I think
is there pressure to reinvent the wheel every time?
I think everything has been done. I feel like people have recorded beautiful music, and given a lot to the world for us to enjoy. So I think what I'm trying to do is kind of put out what I can do, what I want to play, the moments I want to create, spontaneously.
And every musician has a different style of playing.
Yes.
How does improvising change when you're playing with different musicians? I mean, is there a goal of, okay, let's just try to create harmony with each other? Or is it a bit of something else?
I think it's, I think we all try to sort of forget thoughts. Thoughts are something you have to sort of set aside when you play this music, and it's different from reading sheet music or memorized music. It's just totally being in the moment and really opening up your ears and just letting the music take over our physical movements and our emotions. And so hopefully it's to sort of capture that group effort to create something spontaneously, but mm-hmm. without really thinking about it.
You've said before, it's like having a conversation.
Yes. Yeah. And the more you play with the same people, you know, you kind of like form this chemistry or this special interaction that can happen. So it's like having a really good conversation where everybody is listening and giving their input.
Yeah. Time for another song. Here is Komorebi. So Komorebi in Japanese means sunlight filtering through leaves or trees.
Yes.
That's the title of your album. Why did you choose that?
During the pandemic, since this is kind of, this album sort of reflects that time we all lived through, I did a lot of walking through the woods and just kind of looking at different things with a lot of time. And from different perspectives. And actually, the cover art is just shadows that I saw on my wall one night, just different lights kind of overcasting one another. And so I wanted to sort of that looking at something like light filtering through leaves or trees was something that we had the time to do for maybe, you know, once in our lives.
And you get an instant visual.
Yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, I hope
everyone
so.
Can picture sunlight filtering through the leaves.
Right, right. Yeah.
And everyone knows how they feel when they see
sunlight. Right. It's a very peaceful feeling. And it's also, you know, it's a very like a Japanese I love that word komorebi in Japanese. Like it's a very special word that means, you know, this one particular thing that's, you know, light filtering through trees or leaves.
Well, here's another song. This one's called Fathers. So this track, I mean, what a difference from the last one. I got to hear the story. Where did the inspiration come from?
This was maybe one of the last tracks that we recorded. Maybe the final track at the studio. But I wanted to do something that was inspired by Fred Anderson, the great saxophonist and father to all of us, so which is why I titled it Fathers, taking the initials of Fred Anderson.
And, I
wanted to also like pay respect to, you know, many of the fathers that we grew up listening to and studying from.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
Well, my initial instinct, I thought it was your father, right? Because we talked earlier about that special connection
with the
music.
Right, yeah, it could be that too.
So it could be him too.
Yeah, all of our fathers, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to sort of, and Fred Anderson being, you know, one of the most kind of progressive and really respected and just really creative musician, I wanted to kind of channel in my Fred and go wild and get really creative.
Oh, yeah. I love the energy on that track for sure. And speaking of fathers, I mean, that family connection to music runs deep for you. Your grandmother loved jazz too.
So his mother also loved jazz. She also loved like Mariah Carey and Tom Jones, which, you know, for her age, like,
who
it's
doesn't
very...
love Mariah Carey and Tom Jones? She's a smart woman.
She was pretty ahead of her time, I would say. But she was also like part of that like post-war movement where people were, Japanese people were moving towards like Western music, American music, a lot of American jazz. So that, I think, was then passed down to my father and then to
And you used to play your saxophone for her too?
Yes, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so towards her, the end of her life, she was, you know, mostly paralyzed. Whenever I would go visit her, I would play a little saxophone, or we would just put on some jazz for her. And you could tell, like, she, you know, she had, like, a little movement to her, like, face. You could tell she was still enjoying it. So I try to remember that.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this idea we talked about earlier of being an artist that is always evolving, right? Always
yes.
changing. What emotions come up for you when you think about the fact that you're three whole albums deep in this game, right?
Right.
You know, that span nearly 6 years of your life.
Right. It is a continuing challenge, and it's something that I really want to, it's actually kind of inspired by my Tatsu Aoki, who runs the Asian Improv Records, Asian Improv Midwest, and he's a mentor to me, and he's continually pushing me to put out my, you know, keep pushing to put out new work. So I think my goal is to just keep challenging myself, keep playing, keep asking, you know, people that I really respect and love their playing to play and do projects with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I think I love doing things that are kind of terrifying, like this right now, for instance.
I don't bite. but speaking of that intimidation, you've also talked about feeling that feeling by being in this field of creative music that's dominated by men and feeling like you don't have a big enough sound.
Right.
Has that changed at all?
I think so. Over time, I have gotten more comfortable, and I've, it's all sunk in at this point. But yeah, having a smaller build and being a female, you know, we have smaller lung capacity. So people always said, you know, you need to play louder, things like that. So I grew up just kind of, you know, hearing that over and over. But so I think it made me play bigger as a grown woman now. But I want to kind of remember, that kind of like challenge. But now it's more of an internal challenge that I want to sort of, it's made me thick skinned to be
yes.
in the, I'm sure you can relate. Like being in the field of men, it's just, you know, something that being a minority like that kind of, it makes you thick-skinned, and
yeah.
So
I mean, my hat goes off to you just playing the saxophone. I mean, I was a clarinet player, and I looked at the saxophone players like, wow, I could never. They're too big. So, I mean, my hat goes off to you just for that.
Oh, thank you.
Let's listen to another track, Mai. This one is Ancient Rasp. What were some of the biggest challenges, you would say, trying to put this album together? I mean, of course, yes, there was the pandemic. What else?
Putting out anything into the world where, like, everything exists nowadays is really difficult and really kind of terrifying. I just wanted to really kind of keep my focus on this is what I did at that moment. This is what I got to do with Josh and Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
and create this moment, capture this moment of our creativity. So I want to always keep that in my mind, that every moment is really, something to be counted for,
yeah.
something to be grateful for.
With that in mind, what was the most rewarding part of the process?
That's a good question. I think just having the opportunity to really just get into the music with Josh and Isaiah, who I really respect and love so much, and also being in the studio with Ken Christensen, who did an amazing recording job, so that was really we were able to really immerse ourselves in the studio with mm-hmm. the music and kind of take on this challenge. So I really, I think the reward is just having this work out Have the opportunity to be heard.
For the rest of us to enjoy,
yeah.
Right? And I know you're just in the thick of this. The album just came out last week, but can you tease what's next for you?
Yeah, I have another project that's in the works in a quartet. So it's
nice.
Two altos and bass and drums. And you might see maybe one or two of the same people. But I'm working towards another album that's hopefully coming out soon again, or sooner than the one before.
Awesome. I think a lot of people will be happy to hear that for sure. Mai Sugimoto is a saxophonist and improvisational jazz musician based here in Chicago. Thank you so much, Mai, for taking
Thank
the time.
Thank you so much, Sasha. It's been a pleasure.
And we're going to go out on one more song from Mai's new album, Sunlight Filtering Through Leaves. This is Little Dance.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yason, edited by Dan Tucker, and mixed by Micah and Brenda Ruiz. There are always new things happening around the city, but it's also important to look back at our history, too. That's why we love having conversations like this on Reset. And if you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving us a rating. It definitely helps us out, and thank you. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll meet again on Monday morning.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.